On Tuesday, Massachusetts voters will decide on ballot question number 2, which involves the expansion and funding of charter schools. But just how did charter schools come to be? We spoke with author Richard Kallenberg, who's written extensively about charter schools, including a book on Albert Shanker, the former head of the American Federation of Teachers, the union, who Kallenberg credits with starting the charter school movement. We asked him to tell us more about early charters and Shanker's vision.
Al Shanker was the president of the American Federation of Teachers, and at the same time, he was one of the leading education reformers of his era. Sometimes people don't think of those two things going together, but Al Shanker was a tough unionist who believed that teachers should have voice in education policy, and at the same time, he was open to all sorts of new ideas, including this concept of charter schools.
You write, in 1983, Shanker broke with liberals when he pushed for education reform following release of a critical national assessment of schools, which essentially said the system was not doing a good job. That report, titled, of course, famously now, A Nation at Risk.
That's right. So when A Nation at Risk came out, most of the education establishment, the teachers, the principals, the superintendents, attacked the report because they thought it was critical of public education, which it was, and that it would lead to a system of privatization or private school vouchers. But Shanker saw the report, read through it, and thought, you know, this is basically right. We are in a crisis, and we need to do a lot more to improve our public education system.
Which included, later in the 1980s, Shanker helped launching the charter school movement. Why? What prompted his push for charters specifically?
Right. Well, Al Shanker was inspired by a visit to a school in Cologne, Germany, in which he saw that teachers had a lot of say in how the school was run, how students were grouped. It was a school in which Turkish immigrant students were educated alongside of German native students, and all students seemed to benefit from that. So racially, economically integrated schools were what Al Shanker proposed in the original charter school vision.
So then go beyond that. What was his broad original concept for charters in the U.S. then?
Al Shanker said that small groups of teachers should be able to go off and start new schools from scratch. These schools would be held accountable. They'd be given a charter, a limited charter for a certain number of years to see whether their education ideas panned out or not. But he thought that we needed more flexibility in the public school system. The notion was that these would be laboratory schools of sorts. So the best ideas that came out of charter schools would then be shared with the traditional public schools. The three original pillars were school integration, teacher voice, and cooperation with the traditional public schools.
There is no uniform regulation of charter schools across the country, correct?
That's right. It's essentially state-by-state regulation.
At the heart of the discussion around charters in Massachusetts is how they impact funding to traditional schools, both sides, especially in endless commercials on television running up to Election Day, claim to have information proving that they either have no impact or they significantly siphon funds away from traditional schools. Is there data to support either claim that you're aware of?
Well, this is a complicated issue, and there are studies on both sides of this question. But I think it's unmistakable that charter schools take money from traditional public schools. They certainly are lightening the load of the traditional public schools because there are fewer students that those schools have to educate. And yet, because schools have economies of scale and can't easily cut back in the same way that smaller institutions can, there is appears to be a negative impact on the funding of traditional public schools.
Richard Kallenberg, thanks so very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Richard Kahlenberg is the author of several books on charter schools, including Tough Liberal, Albert Shanker, and the Battles Over Schools, Unions, Race, and Democracy.